Kutei Maran Teira Reish Peik. Anyone says Daish no Mishit Sarach Lodin Lot Neida Yonam Bidin Teira. One who has to come for a Mishpat, for a din, before judges in a din Teira. Zelo Yainish Onikomo Shah Teira Nekemispei. This is reason for it is a punishment, revenge. The Teira takes revenge from him. He be Emes Kol Hamaso Matin Hu Teira. Emes, all the business dealings that a person does, that's entirely Teira. Kila Moshel Hadin HaMachlet Pora B'Chamoed Hu Teira. A Moshel Adin, it's mentioned in the Gemara that one exchanges a Pora for a Chamoed, that's Teira. We learned that in the Gemara. But Mela, that is a Din of Teira. Mikolshken Kesha Oysen Hadova Be'atzma Hu Bevadei Teira. Certainly, if one actually does this act in business, changing a Pora for a Chamoed, that's certainly Teira. Learning about it is Teira, so certainly doing the act is surely Teira. Hu Kimoi Shem is Sapening, Kol Zer V'Shem HaBal Shem Tevzal. Well, as I said about Hashem Kodesh, Al Kenan therefore Kisha Oysen Maso Matan. One does business. Sarach Sheyekashe Machshavto Yirak Bihad Torah Bihad Dinim Leboshen Shom. In doing this business, he has to tie and bind his mind to the Torah and Dinim that are cloaked in this act of business. Because in every act of business, he is doing something that pertains to a Din Torah. Everything a person does in business, there are Dinim about that. He has to tie his mind, his Machshava, to the Torah that's involved in this Maso Matan. One tears away the Masa Matan from the Din Teira, and he falls into the act of Masa Matan itself. He's not mikasher his mind to the Teira that's melubosh in this act of Masa Matan. As I ainshay, then his punishment for doing this is shachakachu tzorach lodin b'din Teira. He has to come before a bezdin for a mishpat in a Din Teira. And he's forced to come there to the Bezdin and to bring and to relate, to tell all the things and all the plans and all the business dealings that he had at the time of this Masa Matan, from the beginning until the end. He has to bring it all to the Teira. He had no meaning. He has to relate this and repeat this all before the judges. And they give out a psak, a decision that's a din teira. That means all the words of maso matan of business now becomes teira. There's the bezdin now makes a din teira out of it. The who line it come up. This is a revenge for him. There's a teira now takes revenge for him. The fact that he was oikid, he tore away the dinim that are cloaked in this maso matan. He tore it away from the teira. He fell into the belief this is only Maso Matan without any Teira in it. Okay, therefore, Einshay's punishment is, he has to come before a Din Teira. He has to bring all the Maso Matan, all these words of the Aksakim, the business that he had, and to make for them Teira. Then they show him that all this business is Teira. Because now from all these dealings it now becomes from this a Din Teira. Because surely when he comes to the Bezdin, he has to bring all the words and even all the thoughts he had before the judges. Because if he misses out any word or any thought, any plan that he had in the Yasakim, so the Din Teira is spoiled. As a Dafka bring everything that passed over him this Maso Matan before the judges. They make from this a Din Teira. Now, from all the Masa Matan which was without Teira before, now they make from it again Teira. They show him, the thing is not like he thought at first, there's no Teira in this Masa Matan. They tell him, see with your own eyes, all the words of the Masa Matan now are all Teira. Because now from all this is made Din Teira. A koil of the abgam, but it all depends upon the begam, how much he was pegging in this inyan of taking away the maso matan from the Teira itself. The einish depends upon how much he was pegging. Ki yesh echod she'ein einshay rakshut sarach lodin. There's one person, the moshul, who is pegging, his punishment is only that he has to come before the bezdin, before them to be judged, and to bring the words of the maso matan. That's his whole entire punishment. They show him that it's Teira. Abol zeche badin, but the end, they find that he is right. He wins out in this judgment. Like Shemad Alei Begam Kanal. Just that they show him where he was pegging that this is all words of Teira. But there's a person, Shokar Yeser HaMasa Matan Min HaTeira. But he was like the Masamatin more from the Torah. He tore it out completely from the Torah. He went against the Torah in his Masamatin. As I Ein Shayesed, and his punishment is even still more. Shegam Ein Ezecha B'din. He also doesn't even win out in this Din Torah. He loses there. Gibi Emes, Kishayesen Masamatin. When a person does Masamatin business, Sarach Shiyihi Yerak Chitzayni Yisamachshav B'techa Masamatin. Only the outside machshava should be in the masamatan. Now, pnimius machshava, the tzadon kashin al teyde kanal. The inside of the machshava has to bind dafka to the teyde itself. The Nosanzel says on this teyde, shat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah says, uchshe yihiyu balei hadin eindim lufanecha, yihiyu b'necha kereshoyim. Uchshe niftorem lufanecha, yihiyu b'necha kezaykoyim, shekibla aleim es hadin. Means that when the balei din come before you, and both men come before you, should both be in your eyes, and the eyes of the young light, they're both in the shoyim. And when they're finished, they leave you after the din, after the psak din is given, they should both be in your eyes like tzaddikim. Dosan Zales, how's that shaykh? Bono shach. They both come before you, why should you consider both for the shoyim? How can you be done with kafchay, both of them? One of them is right and one is wrong. And when they leave, why should both be in your eyes like tzaddikim? How can you have both tzaddikim and both for the shoyim before and after? One was right and one was wrong. Dosan Zales is very poshut and very clear according to this Torah. They both come before you, you should consider both of them the Shoyim because of the fact that both were Pagim in the Masa Matan, like the Benazal says here. Whether the person was right or wrong, he was Pagim. The one who was a Zakai, the one who was right, was Pagim partially in the Masa Matan. He wasn't Mikasha to the Taita. The other one who was wrong was also Pagim. He was Aikir, the Masa Matan, completely from the Taita, away from the Din itself. So therefore he says, you're not going to show him. Both are the Shoyim because both of them were Pagim in the Masa Matan, therefore they were both forced to come before the Din Taita. When they leave, when they receive the din, when they learn about the din Torah, and both of them are Masakin, one is Masakin by learning the fact that the Masa Matan is all Torah, the second learned that it's Torah, and he's Masakin because he's Mekayim, not the din Torah, so both are Tzaddikim already. Both will Mekabal and Dinarit. Therefore, the Pshat, the mission now is very clear. Rabbi Ben Elal says, Gam Tzorech Emuno Biha Masa Matan. In addition to being Mekash of the Masa Matan to Torah, there also has to be Emuno the Masa Matan. I know, meaning he should do the business with emuna. That the words that he does should be, the words he says should be words of emes. To speak with emes when he does the masumat, not to lie in business and not do anything wrong. The first question they ask a person when he comes before the business shomalo is, did you do the masumat be emuna? Ki masumat hu bechinas shemenasin umeinim hadova. Maso Matan means to carry and to give, to raise. They raise the thing that they're doing business with. And Lislin and Meshiv and Isidum Kaim. They return this thing to its place. Kiyesh Kedushais and the full eyes because they're Kedushais that have fallen, Nitzutis that have fallen. Hainabuchinas, Nitzutis Shinov, Nitzutis that have fallen to the Klipais. Aryadei Maso Matan, Menasin, Umerimin Ison. Through Maso Matan, they raise and elevate them. Venaistin Ison of Kaim. They bring him back to the Mokam and Kedusha. Zebchinas Masa Umatan Canal. This is the Bchina Masa Umatan. Masa to raise, to elevate it back, and Matan to give it back to its place into the Kedusha. Bili Kutum says here, this is the reason why the Benazah, when he brought a Moshul, an example of Din Taita, in the beginning of the Taita, so he said, La Moshul Hadin HaMachlev Pora Bachamayr Hu Taita. Why did he bring Dafka that? Because Pora is Asius Reish Pehe, 285, together with the three Asius is 288. That's the Kiyadua, the Reish Peches Nitzutza is the Shenafu. The 280 Nitzutza of Kedusha that fell into the Klipais. They fell into the Klipais, that means a Machlev Pora. Machlev means the Chilufim and Tmuris that fell into the Hefei Tmuris that fell into among the Klipais where things are different, changed. The Chilufim of Chaim is Mavis, like it means I brought some Sefi Yitzhira. So I mean, these Reish Peches Nitzutza Shenafu is Bachamur. You have to attach it to Chamur. Yisocha Chamur Gorim. Yisocha sat and learned Torah. It's called Chamur Gorim. Like a mule who takes upon himself a load, that's taking a load of Torah. Therefore, the Benazah brought this, Machla Pora Bachamoy, that these Reish Peches Nitzutzes Shenoflu, that means the Maso Matan, in which there are these Nitzutzes Kedeshes, the Noflu, you have to attach it to the Chamoy, to the Torah, and that way you raise it and elevate it back to its Kedusha. The Benazah says that the Ikad Bira had Nitzutzes Minaklipayas Hoyade Emuna. Ikad Bira to purify, to pick out the Nitzutzes Kedeshes Minaklipayas is through Emuna. Derech Emuna is to rest always among these Kedushas that fell. The Bechina Zayis Yerushalayim B'Soy Chagoyim Samtiha. Usiva Seha Arotzois. Yerushalayim he Kiryan Emunah. Yerushalayim is called Kiryan Emunah Bechinas Emunah. That means when you say Yerushalayim, mean to say the Emunah. Besech Hagoyim Santiho he Shechenes Besech Hagoyim Usiva Seha Arotzois. That this Emunah rests among the Goyim and around it is Arzios, that means the Klipois. Kihi Beneim Tomit Kanal, because the Emunah is generally always among these. The Tutsis Gedeshes that fell. Alkei and the Tutsis Shinaflu, Heim the Bokim, Venis Achsin, Sivirais Emunah. These Tutsis Gedeshes that fell are always attached to and they hold on to this Emunah. Vehi Mala Oisomisham, the Emunah is Mala, there's Tutsis from there, from the Klipais. Alkei and Sarach Lazas Maso Matan Be Emunah. Therefore, he has to do the Maso Matan Be Emunah, Shayadeh Emunah, Malin and the Tutsis Canal. Through the Emunah, he's Mala, he brings up these Tutsis and returns them to the original place in Kedusha. Is to bring these intutzos up. This is done through emuna. Maso matan be emuna brings them back to the makom shem kedusha. Zeh bechinas pnimiyos chochol b'nevadas the asiyo she'ola elai yitzira. This is what it says in the Zayde Kodesh. The Kesvedi Zal the pnimiyos of chochol b'nevadas of asiyo. Olam asiyo is the lowest olam. The three sefidos yoneis chochol b'nevadas. Those three, the primiyes of them, is the highest. Kedusha of Asiya is Oila to Yetzira. Who Malchus the Asiya, Oila min HaKlipos. And the Malchus of Asiya comes up from the Klipos. When there is an elevation to the Chochmah bin Hadas of Asiya, which goes to the Yetzira, so the Malchus of Asiya goes up from the Klipos. Means this is the Aliyah's Oilos. Rabbeinu says Yitzido he bechinas vov she bechinas ha'teira. Yitzido, as the Zayde Kodesh says, is bechinas vov, which is the teira kedusha. Vov, the teira is the vov is the luchos. We always say luchos of vov. Achlal the teira kedusha is zayrampin. Zayrampin is the vov ketzavos. The vov svidus is zayrampin. Why yedesha mekasha pinimies machshavtoi b'shas asiyah samasu matnela teira kanal. There was being mekasha the pinimies machshavtoi the depth the inside is machshava, which means. The primiyas of Chochmah bin Hadas, that's the Machshava of Asiya. Asiya is Masa Matan, he does the Masa Matan. His Mekash is primiyas of his Machshava of Chochmah bin Hadas at the time of the Masa Matan, El Ataido, to Yitzido. Yitzido, we said, is the verb which is Taido. Zel Bechinas, primiyas, Hamrichen, the Asiya, the inside of the Moich of Asiya, the Hainu, Shel Hamasa Matan, Asiya is the Masa Matan, Shu Bechinas Asiya. She'ole ela yitzida the hainu teira canal, which goes up to the yitzida, which is the teira. Umalchus de asiyo hainu bechinas emuna shebe masa matan canal the malchus of asiyo, which is the emuna masa matan. Malchus is always emuna ela mina klipos. The male of that comes up in the klipos. Kimivad edes hanitutos mehem vi ela mehem. The male of then, if he does this masa matan, he's mekasha to the teira. So then the emuna there's the masa matan emuna. So the emuna comes up in the klipos. It's Malad brings up the Nitzutzos from the Klipos and goes up from them. Ayyadei she'ola chochmah bin Hadas de Asiya le'yitzido. Ayyadei ze yesh mokum l'malchus la'ales la'asiya. Then, once the chochmah bin Hadas has gone up to Yitzido, now there is place for the Emunah to go up too. Melitz Malad the Emunah now from the Klipos, and there's room for the Emunah now to go up, the Malchus to go up higher. Kam ayyadei ze she'ola chochmah bin Hadas de le'yitzido. Also, to the fact that the Chochmah bin Hadas goes up to Yitzido, Dainai Yadesh Mekasha Machshavtoi El HaToido, through the Mekasha the Machshava, which is the Primiyas of Chochmah bin Hadas, to the Toido, which is the Yitzido, Al Yadeze Mekabelas HaEmuna Koyach Levadeh and Etzutas Menei Klipas Alas Mehem. Through this, the Emuna receives Koyach to pick out the Etzutas of the Klipas and go up from them, bring it up from them. So, Beleza Koyach without this Koyach, if not for this, the Emunah wouldn't have Kayach. Then the Klipos will Chas Shalom take a hold in the Emunah itself. But the fact that he's Mekashin, the inside is Machshava to the Taida, the Kabbalah's Kayach Lalis can also be, the Emunah receives the Kayach to go up. Then there is brought about a Mulchamah. And the Amunah has a Mulchama with the Klipos, battles them to bring up the Netzutzos of Kedusha from the Klipos. But the Kayach to do the Mulchama is given to the Amunah through the fact that the Pnimiyas HaMachshava, the Chochmah bin Hadas, the Asiya, goes up to Yitzida to the Taita. זה הפרש, זה פשט, כי סייצי למלחמה יבחו, כי סייצי, when you go out, זה בחינס מסו, we say סייצי to go out, זה בחינס מסו, מסו, of doing business, בחינס סמך, סבולו מצי סכה, ויסכה בהלכה. We say סמך, סבולו מצי סכה, כי סבולו דתי ביזנס, יסכה בהלכה, זה לא נדת תאירה. כי מסו, מתן, נקרא בחינס סי סכה, מסו, מתן, is called סי סכה, as we see by סבולו. כי אף על פי שזבולן ויסחר שווים, אולי זבולן ויסחר are equal partners, מכמה שזבולן היה מספיק ליסחר, כזבולן gave enough to יסחר to live on, ונאמר עליו סמך זבולן, and it says about זבולן, be very happy because of such a holy חלק he had, על כל זה נקרא צי סחר, still is called צי סחר, which means חיצוניס, and still the מס המתן is חיצוניס, ויסחר אי הלכה, הלכה means inside the tent, the Torah is Pnimius. Afal Pikein, Avedas HaTayri Pnimius Yaisu. Though they're equal partners in this partnership, the Avedah of Torah is more Pnimius, I mean it's a higher Madrega, than the Maso Matan, which is Chitzonius. Ve'hila Malami Avedas HaMaso Matan, and it stands higher than the Avedah of the Maso Matan. Afal Pishagama Maso Matan, he Avedah Gendela. All the Maso Matans are very high Inyan, of Kedusha, Ki Hu Maspik as a Talmud Chacham, because he gives sufficient support to the Talmud Chacham to learn the Torah, but then my all smach zvulun says my smach zvulun, but kol ze nikra tzei secha neged avedas had Torah she bechinas yisacha b'yehelecha. Still, the Maaseh Matan is called tzei secha, that's chitzenius, as compared to the avedas had Torah about which is tzei secha b'yehelecha, which is pnimius. Ki afal pikein still avedas had Torah l'mala yesa. Still, the avedas had Torah is in a higher madrega. Still, in this case, we see the pshatik. Smach zvulun mitzei secha, yisacha b'yehelecha. That zvulun mitzei secha, zvulun did his maso matan how? Yisacha b'yehelecha, his mekasha to yisacha, mekasha is maso matan to the Torah. That was the kesha between the two. That zvulun's maso matan was niksha, was bound to yisacha's Torah. V'chein kol madregu, madrega neged madrega, shel ma'alo mimeno, nikras, madrega shel matan tzei secha. And so too in every madrega, when you have one compared to the other, the lower one compared to the higher one, the lower one is called Tzei Secha, outside Chitzonius. Neged HaMadrega Shel Mala Shenikras Ehalacha, as compared to the Madrega that's higher, which is called Ehalacha Pnimius. Afilu Mishai V'Dei Shem is brought up in Dveikus, even when it was over Hashem. Dveikus is closely attached to Hashem, Mamish Navedis Hashem, in Kol Zeh Neged HaMadrega Shel Mala Mimena Oid, compared to the work person who's in a higher Madrega still, Nikra Afilu Dveikus Bechina Tzei Secha. Even his Dveikus, in Avedas Hashem, not in Maaseh Matan, actually in Tainan Avedas. His Dveikus compared to the one higher, his Dveikus is called Tzei Secha. His Chitzeni is compared to the one who's higher. Zeh Ki Seitzei, this is the Pshat in the Pasuk, Ki Seitzei, when you go out, Tainan Bechinas Maaseh Matan, when you do Maaseh Matan, Zeh Lam Lachoma Alei Vecha, Ki Seitzei Lam Lachoma Alei Vecha, Ki Oz Hu Shas Mochomim Hoivim Kanal. That is time for Mochoma, the battle against the Oivim Meklipos. Because he has to be mevade to clear out, to bring up the netzutzais that have fallen into the maso matan to raise, to elevate and return these netzutzais. Zeh nesunei Hashem lekecha biyodecha. Biyodecha is a bechinas emuna. K'meshi kosev ahiyad of emuna. K'meshi benes ahiyad of emuna osomeh. Biyodecha means emuna. K'al yaday emuna malan and netzutzais kanal. Nesunei Hashem will give more biyodecha through emuna. To rekech emuna Hashem will help you to raise up these netzutzais that have fallen. Zeh shaviso shivyoi. Yodecha v'shavisa shivyoi, you will capture, you will conquer. Zeh bechinas hatayna. Shavisa shivyoi means the Torah. K'meshi kosev olisa lamorim shavisa shivyoi kanal. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heaven, Shavisa Shavi, he got this Shavi, the spoils, he captured the Torah. We see that the Torah is called Shavi. Shavisa Shavi, that you will capture the Torah through the Kesher of Torah, you will have the Klipas in Yodecha. So the Shavisa Shavi means, when you will be Mekesher, the Mayach, to the Torah, the primis and machshava in the maso matan, shavisa shivi, the kasher that to the Torah, the primis and mayach to the Torah, then the nitzutzes will come up through emuna. Because if you do that, it will give koyach to the emuna to bring up the nitzutzes. I said before that the primis of chacham bin adas, yasig up the yitzira, the person is mekasher his machshava to yitzira to shavisa shivi to the Torah, then Hashem will give obiyadecha, will give power to the emuna to imala the nitzutzes of the klipas to bring him back to that place of Kedusha. Baruch Hashem. Kutei Maran, Teru Neish Payalof. Anyone else says, Afilo Odom Poshut Im Yeshev Atzmayal HaSefer, even a plain, ordinary person, if he will sit down by a Sefer, learning a Sefer, Sefer Kodesh, Yistakel Alesis HaTedah, he will look deeply at, carefully, at the letters of the Torah in the Sefer, Yochel Lidois Chadoshis for the Flois. By just looking at it, studying it, he will find that he will see in these words, Chidushim, wonderful Chidushim. Looking carefully, very carefully, at the letters of the Torah in the Sefer, Yaschilu Ha'isius Lehoyer, Yaschilu begin to light up, or it's Stadef, and to form combinations, with Chinas Isius Botes and Starface. Shaman Azar, the Yamar says in Yomar, the Isius will stand out, and they will become combined to form Chidushim. Yazai Yire Neflois Sirufim Chadoshim. And he will see marvelous new combinations of Chidush Torah. Yecholim lirais b'hasefer ma'aseh bal ha'mechaber le'kivon hazeh klal. He'll be able to see in the Sefer Chidushim, these words that even the Bal Mechaber who composed the Sefer wasn't mechaber to it at all. But he brought, Mechaber wrote these, his own Chidushim in the Sefer. In his Chidushim, he mentioned certain things where the person who sits and studies it can bring out even new things in these words. And even the Mechaber himself wasn't mechaber to it. This is possible even for a plain, ordinary person, even if he's not a tremendous lamed or tzaddik. Because a great person could see it even without too much struggle. There isn't too much work for him. Like afilu odom poshut legamri, even a completely odom poshut, a plain person who can learn just a plain, ordinary amount, yochel yehaseg liros chadoshes kanal. Can achieve and see Mamish Chidush HaTorah by just looking and studying. And Yeshev Atzmei V'yistakel V'yistakel Alesi HaTorah has to have patience to sit, to look, and to continue looking to letters of the Torah, and then he will see a light there that will bring out to him Chidush HaTorah. Ach Shalei Yamid HaDavol HaNisoyah, he shouldn't deliberately do it as a test, sit down and look at a test and say to see if to prove this point correct. Yuchalihi Yosha Ozdavki Lo Yireh Klal. It might be at this time he wants to test it. Just at that moment, he won't be seeing any Chidushim. Later on, he will. It wouldn't happen at this time, it'll happen at a later time. Ach afal pi kein, despite the fact that he may not see it at this moment, yochel yehaseg lazeh afilu odom poshut kanal. Even a plain, ordinary person can be masig these Chidushim by looking and looking carefully at the letters of the Torah. The letters will give out a light, will become its tarif combined to form Chidush HaTorah. Baruch Hashem.